Next patient is Gregory Pakos, PAKOSZ. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Gregory Glover. UCLA Medical Plaza Suite, 630 Los Angeles, California. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological study, standard frequency ablation. History: patient is a 51-year-old with a history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus period. Recently, patients completing episodes of palpitation. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is placed on amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient still continues to have recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Patient is quite symptomatic, completing a shortness of breath, dizziness period. Patient went to the emergency room a couple of times with the atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history: atrial fibrillation, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, recent coronavirus infection period. Current medication: amiodarone 200 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, diltiazem, lisinopril 10 mg daily, metformin period. Allergies: ibuprofen. Social history: patient drink occasionally, no history of drug use period. Patient used to smoke, which he quit a couple of months ago period. Family history: no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general: dynamism, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated no history, arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. An examination: blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 70, respiration 16. Weight is 110. Weight is 243 pound period. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6 systolic murmur heard at the left and border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Next paragraph: patient's recent echocardiogram performed in May showed a normal left ventricular function. There is mild mitral regurgitation and a tricuspid regurgitation period. Clinic impression: number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation; number 2, hypertension; number 3, diabetes mellitus; number 4, obesity; number 5, recent COVID infection. Recommendation: patient is quite symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation. Patient failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies, standard frequency ablation, pulmonary vein isolation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis, and even death period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Gregory Glover.